But I make myself sicker. You talk to me on the highway late at night. I see your face every time I leave my apartment, but you're never there, and I don't want to think of you. But it's just what I do. Please help me now. Please help me now. Sicker. I shouldn't drive on the highway late at night. I can't think. No, I can't leave my apartment. I wonder why I put my happiness in you. But it's just what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
Mr. Watson, come here. I want you.
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep.
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
The most wanted music.
Silk and bright lights down on Washington. As she filled the ketchup jars, she looked to him like the rising sun. Shot him down on his dark star, shining for the lucky one. Cause he's been going so wrong, and he's thinking maybe, baby, you're the one to make me right. Yeah, yeah. Baby, can't you see?
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Count on, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Start over. Pain in my head, bugs in my bed.
Some candy talking. why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because Stairway to Stardom is next with Frank Massey.
On the Stairway to Stardom, you see tomorrow starts today. On the Stairway to Stardom, we're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. But there's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the Stairway to Stardom, we'll entertain with talent and style. On the Stairway to Stardom, we've got the other shows beat by a mile. On the Stairway to Stardom, on the Stairway to Stardom.
down, lay down, give me someone new.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
My blood, a boil, until it reaches peak. Oh, reaches peak, start to tweak.
When you see me coming, you'd be wise to step aside. Otherwise, you're contemplating certain suicide. If you don't believe me, you could ask a widowed wife. Some of those would-be pimpy punters for bargain with their lies. Well, get pissed! Well, get pissed! So tell the Undertaker, but the monkey on his list. Well, get pissed! 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 Well, get pissed!
Is a holy day. We've made faded into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift-giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday, and this time let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. But we all should remember Jesus' birthday. For Jesus healed the sick and afflicted, and he gave us his precious teachings too. Yet he was mangled, abused, then crucified. I'll live by his teachings. In gratitude, won't you?
Sounded like this.
Ow, 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 ow.
Ow. Ah, damn it, can somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities, and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad, he didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad, but I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything, and now he's still our friend. We used him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store, cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
I'm a psycho, go, go.
liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal.
Thank you.
liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal. I'm a liquor cannibal, such a party animal.